Prisoners of Conscience appears to be the lot of dozens of scholars and historians who have challenged the official Jewish version of what has come to be known as the Holocaust. Although never imprisoned himself, Jewish historian and author Norman Finkelstein apparently lost his professorship at DePaul University for exposing what he calls the Holocaust industry. Finkelstein distinguishes the exploitation of Jewish suffering as a propagandizing weapon from actual events that really took place, of which many historians, even today, are not completely certain of. And it is these actual events that the so-called Holocaust deniers, they are actually Holocaust minimizers, have been attempting to get to the bottom of. But to get to the bottom of the barrel of Holocaust myth in order to sift out Holocaust truth is not an easy thing to do. Elie Wiesel, the high priest of the Holocaust religion, an apostle of the everlasting Yiddish gripe, apparently views Holocaust revisionists as heretics. For to deny dead Jews of nationalist socialist Germany, Wiesel claims, their place in history as holy martyrs is to be guilty of killing Jews again with a second death. This would mean that Wiesel's co-religionist, Jewish historian Jacob Marcus, who, in the post-war Encyclopedia Britannica, makes no mention of extermination or gas chambers, would be at the top of the list of Wiesel's heretics. Under the heading World War II and the Jews, Marcus wrote that it was thousands, not the purported millions, of Eastern European Jews that died at the hands of the National Socialists. Now, there's a huge chasm between Marcus's thousands and Elie Wiesel's 6 million that he overly dramatizes in his fictionalized work, Night, that every single American teenager is forced to read in our public schools. But in spite of Jewish opposition to historical integrity, Holocaust revisionists are breaking the bars erected around their imprisonment of conscience and speaking out. Robert Faurisson, for instance, a recognized French specialist in document analysis, has stated that no document has been found that proves that a plan for Jewish extermination by the Third Reich was ever contemplated. Expulsion, yes, but extermination, no. As punishment for challenging the official Holocaust line, Faurisson has been repeatedly the victim of physical assault, countless legal actions, freezings of his bank account, and heavy fines. In the year 2000, Swiss scholar Jürgen Groff, author of the book The Holocaust Swindle, after receiving a 2-year jail sentence for allegedly questioning the existence of gas chambers in Auschwitz, fled to St. Petersburg, where he's been living ever since as an exile. There in St. Petersburg, Groff is engaged in examining Soviet archives, which Groff claims, when allowed for release, will bring Jewry's official version of the Holocaust to its knees. Particularly scandalous and a blow to free speech and historical inquiry is the arrest of German lawyer Horst Mahler. In 2009, Mahler was sentenced by two German courts to 11 years in prison total for opinion crimes, one of them being Mahler's assertion that the official version of the Holocaust is the greatest lie ever perpetrated in human history. Mahler's own defense attorney, Sylvia Stoltz, was also imprisoned along with Mahler, allegedly for her statement while defending her client that a Jewish alien force rules Germany. This is opinion crime punishment brought to the furthest boundaries of injustice and absurdity. All told, being accused of Holocaust denial, in the words of Norman Finkelstein, has cheapened the currency of accusations of anti-Semitism by overuse, and thus is not working anymore. Only by an open public discussion of the Holocaust issue between those who deny and those who affirm can we bring clarity to the dispute by a public requisition. Will the true Holocaust historian please stand up?